Welcome to episode... Wait, hold on. Did you guys catch that? Sometimes the video starts and then it doesn't like catch everything. I could have either said welcome or I could have said elcome. Or I could have said come. Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with come. We can just do come all. Instead of welcome, guys, it can be like, come, guys. Do it now. Do it now. Take them off. All right. What a weird way to start the episode, but, you know, who gives a fuck? Who gives the flying a fucks? This is episode 77. Oh, my goodness. Dude, this is a feel good. This is a good day for me. This is a good day for me. It's a good day. Episode 77 of Whip Snap. We don't know what we're going to talk about like we never do. We never know what the fuck we're going to talk about. And I'm very, like, I was, okay, so, well, let me start over. Come, guys, come. So, I was listening to a podcast a couple days ago, and he said he doesn't do a solo podcast, okay? He said it's very skillful to do a solo podcast, you know, just to keep talking. Maybe, I don't know if he was talking about to keep talking or to just, like, have a comedy podcast be funny. Like a solo podcast, be a comedy podcast at the same time. He said it's very skillful. So this is what you guys come, guys. This is where you guys come, right? 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 This is where you guys come in. I need to know what I'm doing. Is this a good job? Is this a bad job? And it's not even a job. Like I don't know. Tell your friends that I do this. I don't know. If you like the sound of my voice, someone said they like the shape of my nose on TikTok. They said my nose fits me well. You know, clothes fit me well. That doesn't mean you're not ugly. You know what I mean? Overalls can fit someone beautifully, but their face could be, you know, a shot in the head. You know what I mean? Socks fit almost everybody. You know, but what are their insides? Are their insides ugly? Do their insides look like the guy from the Goonies? You know which guy. Josh Brolin? You know which guy. You know. It's the Hey You Guys one. Hey You Guys, come on. Come. Hey You Come Guys. Are we making sense at this point? I guess we'll never know. Water sip. That's so funny. That reminded me of the very first episode of my podcast. My favorite thing to drink is water. By the way, I made the very first episode of this podcast. By the way, don't watch the first episode. Just don't listen to it. You can't watch it. You just can't watch it. I'm sorry, but you just can't. There's like a lot of sexual stuff. No, it's just not a watchable. This isn't a watchable podcast. I'm sorry, guys. But don't watch episode, don't, fuck me, man. Does anybody want to? I'm available. Just kidding, I'm not. That was just like the first thing that came to my mind. I'm sorry. Still have a girlfriend, she's beautiful. I love her. Just talking to a friend of mine how like, well, I wanted to say this, but like, I just forgot. But like, well, me and my girlfriend are a good balance. The best of balances. The best balance. She's freaking dope, dude. I'm not even kidding. But fuck me, guys. Anyways, don't watch episode one. Or don't listen to Jesus tits on a bowl of soup. Holy Christ on Mount Everest, dude. What the Jayhawk and flying fuck. Don't listen to episode one, okay? Just skip through it. In fact, skip through, I don't know. Just try a couple minutes of each episode. Find which one is your energy, you know? I like a lot of them. I like most of them. Some of them are like, okay, but we'll still put it out. I don't know how I feel. Because sometimes what I dislike, you guys might like. Sometimes, you know, another example. I can't think of everything at once, guys. But I just, when I had the water sip, I was thinking of a callback to, not necessarily callback, but just the title of the episode one, which is my favorite thing to drink is water. That's the episode one, okay? I could have just called it pilot. Here's a fun fact. When I was in college, a student got together some other students, and I was one of those students, and he wanted to write a comedy sitcom, okay? I forgot what the show was. What it was called, it was based off of his name, I'll tell you that much, and I forgot his name, So I don't know it. But instead of, you know how like every sitcom, the episode is called Pilot. It's just the pilot. He wanted it to be called Co-Pilot because he thought it was funny. And we said why. And he goes, because it's funny. I'm like, but explain to us why it's funny. And he goes, it just is. You need to explain. You need something. You need a little juice. You need a little je ne sais come. Guys. But that was a side note on top of the other side note. My first side note. What the fuck? Side notes. My first side note was episode one. My favorite thing to drink is water. Is I've explained this before in the episode, and I probably explained it, you know, in another episode. But I titled that because this is in episode one. But you know, fuck it. Well, I had to get that noise out of my mouth. So long story short, I'll break it down short story longer later on in the episode one. If you go back, then this short story is going to be much longer. But if you wanted just a short story longer, if you want the long story short, then stay here. But if you want to like a lot of distractions and like me thinking of different thoughts, you know what I mean? My eyes wobbly and my hands moving, then you just stay here. It's still a short story. It's still a short story. It's still a it's still. It's still a short story. You know, it's just a long story shorter with like a lot of like distractions. It's an updated story. There we go. And it's an updated story of like the episode one of like the very first story I told of this podcast. We're just going to update it a little bit. Long story short, the person I explained. So the reason it's called episode one, my favorite thing to drink is water, is because I explained how when I was in college. Dude, this is so funny to me. I'm going to do a short story long, but it's still going to be a little bit long. It's just going to be like a medium. Here we go. Medium story, medium. It's going to be a medium story, medium. There we go. So someone, I forgot her name. Actually, no, I done it. But this is still, I can't tell if this is a medium story, medium, a long story short, a short story long, a long story annoying, or a short story just kidding. You know what I mean? But anyways, stay on topic. Let's just stay on topic. This is every episode, by the way. Okay, I get lost in thought. I get distracted. My ADHD kicks in. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And we're back. Okay, so I have a friend, well, no, she wasn't even my friend, but we were in the class together, and the teacher was like, say some facts about you. It was day one of the class. It was like, facts about you. And she goes, my favorite, no, it wasn't even a class. I made that up. It was a YouTube video. It was like one of her vlogs, one of her blogs, or I don't know, another thing that ends with an og. Fog. One of her fogs, you know? She's acting a real. Nah, I was gonna do a joke, but nah, let's do it. She's acting like a real fog, and we can't even say that anymore. It's 2023, I know that, and she doesn't even swing that way, but this is what's making her to be a fog. See, that's what I'm saying. This joke, that joke wasn't that funny, but we're gonna keep it in. We always do. So we were in the first day of class. I think it was like script analysis class or something. I don't know. I got like a D in it, whatever. And the teacher goes, say some fun facts about you. No, what the fuck am I doing? It wasn't in class. It was a vlog. I'm acting like a real fog. God damn it. All right. Log. So she was vlogging something on YouTube. Me and my friend were watching it. She was saying some fun facts about her. Okay, even though it was on a vlog, I did get a D in that script analysis class. It fucking just stupid. Whatever. I don't even want to talk about it. Why'd you fucking bring it up? No, not me, Gregory. Not Gregory. Why did you guys bring it up? Okay, you guys clearly brought it up. You guys want this. Don't you guys want this? Am I good enough for you guys? All right. If you have ADHD and you're listening to this podcast, then we have something in common. If you're patient, beautiful. If you're a patient human being, This is what this episode is. It's testing your patience. By the way, I'm putting a pin in the story about the woman and my favorite thing to drink is water. I'm putting a pin in it. Let's put a pin in it, okay? I'm just saying, If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is so annoying, you're correct. If you're like, oh my gosh, I love this guy, he's so odd and like all over the place, you're also correct. If you have ADHD, I'm correct. Because that means you have ADHD and I was right about it. If you have other stuff going on, then that's also correct. There is no, you know, there is no perfect. Ooh, man, I got deep with that Ed Sheeran song. Ed Sheeran song. Can't even talk. Can't even fucking talk. Putting a pin back into it. We put a pin in it, then we put a pin back into it. Put that pin back in the whatever. You guys get it. So she's vlogging. She wasn't in a classroom. She was vlogging, and on the vlog, she said fun facts about her, and she goes, my favorite thing to drink is water, and me and my friend were busting out laughing. It is so fucking funny to this day. I think that was almost like 3 or 4 years ago. I want to say even though it was 3 or 4 years ago, it's so funny to this day because she wasn't doing a bit. She was genuine. And anyway, so I posted that episode. I was still going to college. We were both still students. We weren't ever friends maybe, but we were like acquaintances. I don't know, whatever. But I wonder what she's doing. I don't know. All right, so, and it's so funny because if someone that I know listened to this, if someone that I know that she also knows listened to this episode, I'm still talking shit about her. And it's funny because when the episode one of my podcast came out, we were still in college. And one day, I think maybe a couple weeks went by that I saw her and I talked to her briefly. And as I was trying to still talk to her, she was, no. I went up to her and I talked about something. And then she was walking away. She was just like, oh, yeah, for sure. I would definitely do that. As she was walking away, and I still don't even know if this is true. Maybe she just didn't want to talk to me. Maybe whatever. But in my head, I was thinking, did she hear my podcast and now she doesn't want to talk to me? And then I went, oh, no, she heard my podcast and she doesn't want to talk to me. I hurt her feelings. But now, dude. But now, and here's the thing, she didn't even like do anything to me. Like that was probably the last time we spoke 3 or 4 years ago, but it's in my mind now. So, but now, but now, I don't care. There we go. I could give a flying butt. And that's a fog talking. Okay? I haven't seen her in... I don't even know what she's up to. Her name rhymes with Alexis. And at the time, I was like, oh no, I gotta be careful what I say. I was getting paranoid. But now... Now I am a Demi Lovato camp rock song, okay? Cause this is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, yeah. Gonna let... You guys know the rest of the lyrics? Dude, I was watching, and let's go back into now the next topic. I don't have things planned, but that was just a smooth transition, okay? High School Musical, the musical, the series. Let's talk about it. Come on, sit down, take a seat. If you're hearing the motorcycle in the background, the guy riding it has a huge cock. Okay? Speaking of adult stuff, let's talk about High School Musical, the series, okay? If you're into it, then you're weird, but I'm also into it. So it's like, it's not necessarily, it's the closest I'll get to a guilty pleasure, but I'm not guilty about anything I watch. Not even ebony porn. Why would I be ashamed about that, guys? I don't know. I think it's because most porn I watch, and we'll get back to, you know, High School Musical, the musical, the series in a second. We'll talk about that kid stuff, but I think the reason I said that... It's because sometimes when I watch porn, I need the guy to look like me. You know what I mean? I can't have the guy look like someone that might fuck my girlfriend. That might steal, you know, my mom. That might steal my mom. I need a guy to look like me so it looks like I'm the guy that it looks like. Because I don't know, do I turn myself on? Is that what it is? Am I just a mediocre 9? Am I just like, who's a celebrity? Guys, I know we were talking about High School Musical, the musical series, but let's put a pin in it, okay? Let's just put a pin in that. Put a pin in it. Fuck. Why do I just get distracted? I'm like the dog from Up. I'm just like, hi, my name is Gregory. I don't know why I talk like Stephen Hawking. What the fuck? But I'm like, hi, my name is... Well, I can do it actually a better voice. Hi, my name is Gregory. And I am... Panda bear. Panda bear. Panda bear. Leukemia. This is my mind. This is my fucking mind, guys. I am going to... First off, I'm going to get canceled. Well, that's for sure. That's a given. I'm going to audition for SNL. I'm going to Shane Gillis this bitch. I'm going to audition for SNL. I'm going to get in. I'm going to fucking... And then I'm going to get canceled and get fired because I talked about a dead man with a voice of an angel, guys. And that's not offensive. The angels I've met definitely sound like that. Torpedo. Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay, that's what I was trying to say. The Walking Dead. High School Musical, the series. Let's review that movie. Chapter 2. Okay, that hurts my throat. Oh, can I do Siri? Make a left. I can't do it. I'm not just doing that with my voice, by the way. I'm hitting my Adam's apple like it's a fucking... I don't know. I was going to do something, get something... I was going to say something sexual, but I don't know. I'm kind of tired of it. Water sip. Pussy! There we go. So anyways, speaking of that, High School Musical, the musical, the series, and we're putting a pin back. High School Musical, the series. There's 3 seasons, okay? Season 1 is like... it starts off like cheesy, and it's like, oh, this is dumb. It's trying to... It's just cash grabbing a famous musical, and they're going to do riffs of the songs from the High School Musical movies. There's going to be new characters, and this guy's going to be the Troy. This guy's going to be the Gabriella. This guy, blah, 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 right? Season 1 starts off like that, okay? They're establishing the characters. But then it gets into like, oh, this is like bad writing, but they know it's bad. And then you get invested. Episode 3 of season 1. Oh, so the same thing twice. I said the same thing twice. So if episode 3 of season 1, you like start getting invested, maybe even episode 2, season 1 of season 1, you know, same thing twice and twice. Maybe you start getting invested then. I don't know. I just know the first episode I wasn't invested. I was like, fuck, I'll watch this. There's nothing else to do. I mean, I already watched Ebony Porn and I'm ashamed of it. Why would I be ashamed of it? I don't know. I think maybe because we already explained it. I was trying to do a callback, but it failed miserably. So episode 1 of High School Musical, the musical, the series, you're going to be like, okay, this is something on TV. And then you're going to get invested. And then you're going to realize, oh, it's kind of funny. Oh, the music they're doing, they're not just doing covers of songs, but they're doing their own songs. They're doing covers of different songs. You know? Season 2 switches it up on you. You think it's going to be one way, and then it's a different way, and you're like, oh, I like it. They're doing it differently. Season 3, it's like its own show. It has nothing to do with High School Musical. It's just its own show. It takes place at camp, which is cool. And they do, you know, they don't just do covers of songs from High School Musical, the musical. They do covers of different songs from different musicals. They do their own music. Cameos, by the way, season 1, season 2, and season 3, they all have cameos of celebrities that are from the High School Musical, the musical movies. Water sip. Call back to the first episode, water sip. My favorite thing to drink is a callback. Can we do that? Can we change this can we change this title to that? My favorite thing to drink is a callback. I don't know. We're still thinking of titles, guys. We think as we go. Oh, title. Should I just be very meta and just title this episode? Ooh, title. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't know. And here's the thing about High School Musical, the musical, the series, guys. I got so invested that I fucking cried. I mean, I know I cry at everything, and it's fucking bonkers, dude. I cry at so many things. I'll cry when someone says good job to me. And I'm not talking about my dad. I'll cry when I make eye contact with a bunny. And I'm not talking about, you know, no fucking Bugs Bunny. I'm just talking about a bunny. If we make too many voices, too many cancelable voices in this episode. Guys, I mean, at this point, this episode might just be fucked, okay? We don't know what to do. Are we going to post this one? Yeah, we'll post it. What's going to happen? What are we going to do? Are you going to shoot me? Are you going to be a cop? Are you going to be a cop and you're going to shoot me? No. I don't have a tan. Oh, my God. This is why that was fresh in my mind. I just heard a song on TikTok that was like, by the way, it's so fucking good. It's making fun of cops. Love it. Oink, oink. Okay. It was something about like, we love the cops. We love calling someone to shoot up my neighbor's dog. We understand that you only get arrested if you get a tan. Something like that. I don't know. But it was making the joke that like black people get shot by cops, you know, because they do. Yay, comedy. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Oh, this can't be public. Can this episode go live? Guess what? It's going to be a controversial one, but stay with me. We only have a few of those. The few, the proud, the cops. Just kidding. The few, the proud, the pigs. There we go. What were we talking about besides police brutality? Oh yeah, High School Musical, the musical, the series. Oh, what a great show! Kids of all ages will love it. I actually think they will. You know, it talks about sexuality, trying to find yourself. It tackles anxiety, depression, breakups, not knowing where your life is going. It tackles like some heavy. Not heavy, but like it tackles some stuff that kids that age won't learn from any other TV show. Besides maybe Big Mouth, but that is not a kid show. That is for sure an adult show. That is just about kids, you know, playing with their dick and stuff. It's a great show. It's a great show. It's educational. It's funny. It's controversial. It's topical. It's silly. It's intense. It's woke. It's all of these things. It's PC, but in like a playful, sensitive way. I mean, it's also not PC. I don't know. It's funny. Big Mouth is funny. Oh, gosh. What's wrong with my body? I don't think I'll ever stand my... I don't... Huh? Huh? I don't think I'll ever understand myself. Damn, we got deep in this bitch. But High School Musical, the musical, the series, right? That's what we're on. We put a pin back into it. That show tackles a lot of things that, like, I think, like, anybody can relate to the show. But it's doing stuff that Disney shows did not used to do. Like, I remember the reason Good Luck Charlie, when they canceled the show, it was because they filmed a show, filmed an episode with two moms, like, a new friend joins the family. I don't remember the last names. But and then the friend comes over to the house, and then the parents come in, and the parents are two moms, and they're adapting because somehow they've never seen two moms before. What? Disney, you're so woke. That's not the way, that's, you don't use woke for that. You don't use woke. Woke is more of a racial thing, of a racial conversation with the problem and stuff. Yeah, woke, I don't know. I don't know things, guys. We established this, okay? My eyes get flary, my wateries get eye-y. I meant to say my eyes get watery. But I don't know things, okay? So yeah, that's the reason Good Luck Charlie got canceled, because there was a bunch of lesbians in it. And then for a while, there was no talk of the LGBT community in Disney. Like, you couldn't talk about it. And then, and now those sudden, then they started subtly putting it in Disney movies, which I think they did it in Onward or Inward. What's the one with Tom Holland and Chris Pratt? Onward? Sorry. Inward is the ripoff adult film of Onward. Inward. I think it's about, well, based on the title, you know what it's about, you know? They're trying to, you know, save their dad, and in doing that, they gotta, you know, take it in the butt. Inward. You guys get it? I didn't have to explain that to you. You guys got it. But they did that. They did a subtle LGBT comment in that, where, like, one of the cops, which was, like, a fucking horse or something, she goes, I gotta get back to my wife or my girlfriend or something like that. And then they did it more. What else did they do it? Oh, they did it in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, when all of the people are celebrating. There's a gay kiss in that. Good for you guys. But it was, like, very quick, you know? Trying to think what else. Any gay people? Any gay superheroes going on? Where's the gay superheroes? Where's not Superman? Where's, like, Tight Man? You know what I mean? Where's Tights Man? We don't need Batman. We need, well, I don't want to say that one. But it's close to Batman. You guys can figure it out. I don't know. I'm being a real fog even talking about it. Where's Catwoman? Why isn't there? It's the same joke. The same joke twice. Can't really. Acting a real fog. Just thinking about it. You guys get it. You know. Where's Iron Man? Not even like instead of a gay, like instead of a straight Iron Man, there's a gay Iron. Where's just Iron Man? I know he's dead, but like I heard rumors that Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to the MCU. I don't know. Instead of Captain Marvel, there's Captain Fabulous. There's Captain Glitter. You know what I mean? Instead of Captain America, it's Captain, well, it's still Captain America, but the American flag is the LGBTQ flag. Oh, dude, that would fuck so many people up. That's so funny. Dude, Republicans would be like, what? They would turn into Jabba the Hutt. They would turn into the guy, what's his name? It's Jabba the Hutt. They would turn into Jabba the Hutt. No, is it Jabba the Hutt? It's not Jabba the Hutt. Is it Jabba the Hutt? Misa Koopa, that guy? Misa Koopa. Not Jabba the Hutt. It would turn in, Republicans would turn into that guy from episode 1 of Phantom Menace, where he goes like, you know what I mean? Where he's like, you know, what's it called when you're between two tits? I'm asking. Dude, that would be so funny if the American flag was the LGBTQ flag. Republicans would be like, they're taking over they're taking over America. These weirdos. And then even like all of the liberals that are not part of the LGBT community, they'll be like, yeah, but they don't even know why they're saying yeah, because like, if the cis white male are not in charge, then they're gonna feel left out. And the only way to support the LGBT community in like that way, like hypothetically, guys, hypothetically, if the American flag was the LGBTQ flag, oh, this is, I don't know. Do you guys want to keep talking about this? I don't know. Let's keep digging this hole. If the LGBTQ community flag was the American flag, Stop me if you heard this one before. And the LGBTQ, that means that the LGBTQ community, I'm just going to shorten it, and I'm just going to say, what is a shorter word from the LGBTQ? What is the abbreviation of that abbreviation? Just so, because I'm going to be saying it a lot in this, you know, until we want to stop talking about it. Can I say the gay community? For the sake of this conversation, we're just going to say it represents all. I'm just saying to shorten it. Instead of saying all the, like, instead of just saying the alphabet, you know, I'm just going to shorten it. By the way, that's not even my joke. That's a Dave Chappelle joke, and it's fucking funny. We're just going to shorten it. So, hypothetically, if, who am I? You know, what the fuck? Why do I come up with this? Hypothetically, if the American flag was replaced by the gay community flag, or the rainbow flag, we figured it out. I didn't even have to say LGBTQ. I didn't. I just had to say that a type of trout, rainbow. That's a. I only know that because I worked at Red Lobster. So, if the American flag was instead the rainbow trout flag, you know, that means that that community would be above. They would be basically number one. Kind of like in America, our military is number one. That's why it's an American flag. It represents the service that they provide. Something like that. It represents whatever. You get it. I don't know. That means that the rainbow trout flag community is number one. Everybody else below them, primarily the cis white male, you know, I'm not one of those guys. They would be embarrassed and left out and like jealous because they were number one for so long. And so they're going to pretend, especially on the more of the liberal side, the liberal side, they're going to pretend that they're like all for it. And they are, they're supportive of it. But at the same time, they still want to be number one. They still want to be number one. Anybody wants to be number one. Who doesn't want to be number one besides number two? Who doesn't want to be pee besides poop? And when I mean number one, I don't mean pee. I mean poop. And that's what straight white men are going to feel if, you know, I don't know. You guys get it. I guess if the rainbow trout flag community was number one, straight white men are going to, not even straight white men, just like straight men, straights, the straights, the straights. Isn't that a Night Shyamalan movie? The twist is that they're gay. This summer, Calvin Smith. Hey, hon, I'm just going to go walk out for the day. And Madeline Smith. Yeah, hon, we have that busy schedule tomorrow. Don't forget. Oh, flipping backwards. What? From the producers of Freaky Friday and the creator of The Sixth Sense. Wait, I was talking like this. Why am I being sassy now? This June, get ready to flip upside down, inside out, and gay. From the sequel, I already did that part. Starring Jessica Chastain as a lesbian. I'm gonna shave my head. Oh my god. Jessica Chastain as a lesbian. And Ethan Hawke as a gay. You're invited. And welcome to the family. The Straits. Dun, dun, dun. Why did it play Count Dracula music in the background? Why did it? Also a cameo by Count Dracula. Also... Why do I squeal?
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking cry.
Special and a cameo by Count Dracula. I want to suck your blood, but instead I'm going to suck something else. Coming June? Question mark?
Oh, this is so funny. Dude, I'm gonna fucking cry. It's like I'm watching High School Musical, the musical, the series. Oh my gosh.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. Dun, dun, dun. The Straits. And then The Straits comes out, and then 2 years later, you're like, they were stuck in their bodies. Now they're trying to get back to what they were. The sequel to The Straits. I don't want to say The Gays, because that's a very obvious sequel. What's the sequel to The Straits? The Not So Straits. No, that's stupid. I don't know. But it's a trilogy. It's like the Hangover movies. Except they get, instead of switching bodies, instead of doing like, well, it's like Freaky Friday, but instead of switching bodies, they're switching sexualities, and they have to explore that. And to top it all off, it's about Ethan Hawke and Jessica Chastain, they both play Republican cops. There we go. Who love Jesus. There we go. I'm not saying gay people don't love Jesus. I'm saying it's like the, what is it? It's more uncommon, I guess. To know, well, you can still love God. It's just like, for, you know, the traditional Christian family, if you're the traditional Christian family, there's really no gay people in it. You know what I mean? Even though statistically, one tenth of every person is gay. That's what I heard. That's what my statistic. That means if you're a Christian family or a Catholic family and you have a lot of people in your family, one of them's gay. Fuck, I got a big family. Am I gay? Oh no! Based on a true story from Gregory Richardson. I'll never tell you my middle name. You guys got it. Dun dun dun. Dude, fuck me, man. That is good. All right, so I think we touched up on that. Oh man, my face is like getting red because I don't know if I want to post this episode. Here's the thing. In the moment, as I'm feeling it, I'm like, I might get some hate back. But at the same time, how great is this episode? This is such a good one. Why does stacking a lot of cheese on top of each other really fast sound like you're jacking off? Why does it do that? In the TikToks when, you know, they're like fucking just stacking smashes of like pepper jack, another pepper jack, and then Gouda, and then cheddar cheese, and then more pepper jack. Why? Why does it sound like, you know, you're like pulling it? You know what I mean? What's going on? The fuck, guys? Oh, man. What else? I mean, Did we talk about Ant-Man? We did. Poker Face. Just go watch Poker Face. That's all I have to say. I think we might. I don't know how long this episode is. How are we doing? I stopped it a couple times and then I came back. You might figure out when I'm stopping it. You might not. But I don't know. How are we feeling? The plan is to be back in California this month. This month. Mark it. March of 2023. This month. Yeah, dude, nothing else is going on besides, you know, I wanted to make a movie about straight people turning into gay people. I thought that would be fun. I feel like Jessica Chastain would be very much into that. She'd sign on to anything. She's in some good movies and bad. Ethan Hawke, you know, seems like a nice guy. Also in the background, like side characters is Dave Bautista, clearly. We need some masculine guys in there, but he's gay. He's gay throughout the entire movie, okay? And he's not playing a funny gay. He's playing a serious gay, okay? LeBron James, because why the fuck not? There's probably a scene where they're playing basketball and then they make a balls joke, you know, because they have to make a balls joke if you're playing basketball and then the movie's about sexuality. You gotta make a balls joke. And then even though Ray Liotta's dead, we're gonna like CGI, we're gonna do like a whole Michael Jackson thing where you, it's like Star Wars, you know what I mean? It's a, not a CGI of them, it's like a, not a blueprint, hologram. It's like a hologram of Ray Liotta, but because he's dead, you know, we can't keep him for very long because, you know, you got to pay that money. And then Tim Allen is the grandpa. We'll put a lot of prosthetics on him. He's not for it in the beginning, you know, the LGBTQ community, and then he is at the very end. We got to, let's add Kerry Washington. Fuck it. Let's add Kerry Washington. She's cool. She's like the neighbor, and she's like the very nice neighbor, but she secretly doesn't like gay people. Or lesbian. She doesn't like... She's very Christian. And she's actually the antagonist. Boom. Figured it out. She goes to a church, a very strict church, and they're like... And she has a southern voice for some reason. She's like, we shall not let these LGBTQ communities take our position. We are the whites. Even though Kerry Washington is black, she's going to white face this performance. But she's going to commit. they'll commentate on the white face, so it's not like problematic in some way, even though I don't know, some people would say, you know, the Christians, I guess, will say it's problematic. The Repubs, that's what the kids are calling them, the Republic-licks. Republicans, I don't know, both sides suck. I'm sorry, guys, you had to hear it. I'm watching a squirrel, can't say that right, I'm watching a squirrel now eat outside, just looking for food, and it's the cutest thing. And I kind of, I don't know, want to pull its tail and eat it? I don't know. I think I've saw too much of Gollum movies. Lord of the Rings movies. That's a joke because he eats a live fish. Aw, this squirrel's so cute. It has black eyes. It's the spawn of Satan. Aw, it's so cute. All right. And then one more character. Who else is in? Oh, Ken Jeong. From the Hangover movies? Ken Jeong. We'll put him in the movie. And he's an actual doctor. And he's also the voice of reason. He's got some wise wisdom. Even though he's a doctor. And he's talking about, you know, like the biology, right? And like sex and gender, stuff like that. There's a whole scene about it. And there's even a scene in the classroom. And who's the people that play the young kids? Because the family has to have kids. Jacob Tremblay, who's one of them, who's in Good Boys. He's in Dr. Sleep. He's in Wanda. Wanda? I don't know how you fucking say it. It's a fucking Wanda that this podcast exists. What's the other kid? Oh, Jenna Ortega. She's like the emo one. You know what I mean? And she finally has respect for the family. She's the only outsider. There we go. And she only has respect for the parents once they switch sexualities. Once they, you know. And I don't know how they turn gay. I haven't figured that out. You know, a production company has to... A24 has to figure that out, okay? I don't know. What are they? Do they eat avocado toast? It's not even gay. I love avocado toast. I love avocado toast. All right, but I think we're going to dip. We're going to get going. But yeah, dude, thank you guys for listening. This was a weird episode. For a while, I wanted to title the episode The Straits, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. Once I said it, I'm like, oh, that's a funny title, but we're not going to do that. So we'll figure it out as we edit this episode. All right. What a weird one. What an oddball. That might be the title. We'll figure it out. I don't fucking know. But we're going to get going. I say we, but I'm me. And remember, this is real. This is me. This is Zachary. This is Zac Efron. Signing off. All right, bye-bye.